Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Everybody out there in the hip-hop world is watching Atlanta right now because the Fulton County District Attorney did a press conference yesterday talking about the charges.
Welcome to the hood.
The charges that are going on with Young Thugga and with Gunna. Now, this is a part of what the press conference had to say. This was a little crazy.
We are here today about a grand jury indictment that was returned that included not just Jeffrey Williams, which is of some notoriety and media attention, but about 28 defendants that operated within our community between the time period of 2012 and 2022. It is our allegation that they operated as a criminal street gang and commenced to do havoc in our community. That havoc includes crimes of violence, crimes of thefts, crimes involving drugs. I've made no secret about it, nor any apology, that as the district attorney of Fulton County, my number one focus is targeting gangs. And there's a reason for that. They are committing conservatively 75 to 80% of all of the violent crime that we are seeing within our community. And so they have to be rooted out of our community. I said just a week or two ago, it does not matter what your notoriety is, what your fame is. If you come to Fulton County, Georgia, and you commit crimes, and certainly if those crimes are in furtherance of a street gang, that you are going to become a target and a focus of this district attorney's office, and we are going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Wow.
Damn. Those are some hefty words, bro. I had no idea it was that heavy.
It's gone deep into it, but the gist of it is they're trying to tie a lot of the activity that's been behind the scenes to what's in the music, and that's been an argument in New York City about can you hold an artist responsible for what he says on records when it could be hyperbole, it could be all metaphors, it could be a little bit of exaggeration.
It could be an admission.
It could be an admission.
In the indictment, they are using lyrics from nine specific Young Thug songs, and they're very, like, just picking line here and a line there. Mm-hmm. Like for example, there's a line that they're going to try to use against him. It's, quote, gave the lawyer close to $2 million. He handles all the killings. So they're trying to take little excerpts of things. He has another one that says,
that's not a good one.
That ain't really left up for interpretation right there. I mean, sometimes our artist saying too much.
Maybe.
Because the new way is to tell it all.
Yes.
He has a track with Nicki Minaj from 2018. It's called Anybody. And they're just grabbing a line from there. It says, I ain't never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body.
Ooh.
So
admission potential.
Not only are they taking random lyrics, but they're also kind of building like a timeline. Like one of the big keys to this case is a murder from 2015. So they're looking at things that happened and things that were said a week or two. There's a music video where it happened, I think, like 6 days after that killing, where they're trying to connect a lot of the dots of gang signs, of little things that
who was actually in the video.
Yeah, little code type language that they speak in.
I mean, they got on this thing. I mean, they're looking at them. They got a list of them that was sent in just now. They're looking at Duct Tape Gang, YFN, YSL, which is his Young Slime life. They're looking at the Serenos, the 18th Street Gang. Like, they got all of these gangs that are listed on here. And the record label people are like, yo, the rappers are being lumped in with gang members. They're just a rap clique. And they're like, no, not based off of what they're saying on the records, but like what he just reported.
It's also showed that they were kind of looking, or maybe still are looking at Four Pockets Full, which is Lil Baby's record label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there might potentially be other artists or high-profile people that get tied into this.
Now, the other part of it that I heard yesterday was anytime, like, for instance, there are some correspondence between, like, say, Snoop and between Young Thug, where he's like, yo, man, I got some new trees, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yo, his nephew, send it through, blah, blah, and I'm just paraphrasing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that conversation now shows somebody who has a federal investigation going on against him trafficking marijuana to Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my gosh.
So the ties to now the artists that are out there,
right.
Whoever Young Thug has dealt with, now if he's dealt with them on a way that they can now tie that artist in, they're like, now Snoop is culpable for part of this because he's received that illegally.
Well, and there's confirmation
from a
there.
Person who is getting a federal indictment.
Yeah. And Thug is listed as the leader of the gang. They're trying to say he's the leader, also the founder
whoa,
of the gang.
Whoa.
So I think a lot of things that the gang is quote unquote held responsible for, he's ultimately also going to be held responsible for, even if he wasn't there.
If anybody out there is trying, and everybody
this
has
is bad.
Family Start members who are trying to do the rap thing,
right.
You have to realize, watch this closely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything that y'all basically are out here screaming, gang, gang, and they're like, what? Like, that was two gangs right there, mm-hmm. sir, if we're investigating this guy.
What?
Like, it's a lot.
One
it's
more
a lot.
Lyric that will be used against him.
Oh, my God, Thugger, what you say?
It says, my are really slime. We committing them crimes. We hop out. We shoot. Roll up one for the gang. You want to be slime? Go catch you a body. Me and my little bro, we used to steal from the store. We had that stick and go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you telling it all.
Yeah.
You telling it all.
Whoa.
You telling it all.
So you still want to be slime?
You should, yeah, listen, I'd like to bow out of this slime
yeah.
thing, please.
Can I leave?
The one thing we always say is when Jay rapped about it, it was about what he did.
Mm-hmm. Passing.
And it's like when they're out there doing.
Yeah,
and
we rapping these
about,
crimes.
And rapping about what you're doing, it don't take Olivia Benson and SVU to sit there and listen and say, wait, when did he put that out? That might have been the Winslow murder.
Right.
Oh, like,
oh
you know
God.
What I'm saying?
We
they're putting
him.
It together. Yeah, we believe you. Like, you can't tell it all.
Yeah.
God, I mean, I really hope this goes away. It's a hard case to prove.
Mm.
It's a very hard case to prove, but if they've gone at it
is
for
it?
5 to 6 years of it, and you just because you just can't go off of lyrics.
I know,
they
but
have to tie things together more so than what they're doing.
Obviously,
and
yeah, but still.
Hopefully, they could get this done where it's like, all right, Young Thug, don't be the one to be rich and then go to jail. Because, I mean, we got to do better.
It
Come
sounds
on.
Like they have a lot of evidence on them. You might want to say bye-bye.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the lyrics are bad, but we can't just go off lyrics. I hope it works itself out because, man, damn, don't take down all the hip-hop.
Right.
You're going to take down Snoop and Lil Baby and everybody else. Oh, my God.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.